With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. The boat that carried author John Steinbeck and his friend, biologist Ed Ricketts, to the Sea of Cortez now introduces students to the ocean. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, the Western Flyer Foundation blends science and art to stir curiosity.
A brisk wind, overcast skies, and the threat of heavy rain keeps the Western Flyer inside Moss Landing Harbor. For the 8 students from Cal State Monterey Bay's Science Student Success Program, it means today's journey of discovery will be dockside instead of the planned cruise on the bay.
Does anyone already want a jacket? No shame in wanting a jacket.
The Flyer Foundation's education director, Rebecca Mostow, stands at the back of the deck and greets the students. Today's lesson is a mixture of marine science, literature, history, and philosophy with an occasional interruption from nature.
Something fun happening behind me.
Just a little bit of light porpoising.
Light sea lion porpoising.
The students quickly turn their heads from the boat to the harbor to catch the sea lion's head before it disappears again under the water.
Let's talk about the sea lions. Let's not talk about John Steinbeck when the sea lions are doing something fun.
White with green trim, the 77-foot Western Flyer was designed as a typical fishing boat. Today, it is a changing and immersive classroom. For Mostow, being a flexible teacher gives her students the opportunity to follow their curiosity instead of a lesson plan. And there's plenty for the students to be curious about.
They can live 20 minutes from the bay, but never get a chance to put their feet in the water. We think everyone deserves a chance to hang out in the bay and think about how amazing it is.
The first scientific observation of the day involves a Secchi disc.
It's just a plate with black and white markings on it, and you lower it down into the ocean until you can't see it anymore.
The students huddle in pairs around the boat's railing and lower their Secchi discs into the water.
See that? It's one right there.
One meter. I can't even see it.
By measuring the distance from the submerged disc to the surface, you can determine the water's clarity or turbidity. The murky water of Moss Landing Harbor is clouded in plankton and sediment. The average measurement is 1 meter. Sierra Garcia, another instructor from the Western Flyer Foundation, points to one of the students.
What this really means is that if Carla is in the harbor and is a sea lion, and I am standing right here looking directly towards Carla, I'm not going to see anything in this water because of the turbidity.
So freaky.
Next, the students measure the salinity and the temperature of the water. They also drag nets through the water to capture plankton, which they observe through a microscope in the lab below deck. But the day is not all science.
Sometimes we dignified it by calling it an expedition.
Sitting inside the cabin, Mostow reads to the students from the book, The Log from the Sea of Cortez. It chronicles Steinbeck and Ricketts' journey to the Gulf of California, which Steinbeck renamed the Sea of Cortez. The stated purpose of the journey was to gather marine specimens. But that wasn't the only reason.
We were curious. Our curiosity was not limited, but was as wide and horizonless as that of Darwin or Agassiz or Linnaeus or Pliny.
The students learned the history of the Western Flyer. It was built to fish for sardines in Monterey Bay. And that's exactly what it did until the sardines ran out, except for the 4,000-mile expedition. After sardines, the boat was used in other commercial fisheries. It sank twice from disrepair. Then the foundation was created, and money was raised for the restoration. It took nearly a decade, and last year it returned, seaworthy once more, and with updated equipment, to Monterey Bay. Elizabeth Schaefer is one of the students listening to Mostow read.
Their other goal was to explore and be as curious as possible, and I really love that.
Schaefer recalls how Mostow stopped her lesson so the students could watch the sea lions porpoise in the harbor.
This is incredible. I can't believe I'm here. This is such a gold nugget.
Like Steinbeck and Ricketts, the Cal State Monterey Bay students didn't let the expedition get in the way of their curiosity or their joy of discovery. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.